Today's daf is Vachin Daf Samach Gimel, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Beis on the base. So more Gemaras discussing the Mizbeach, and then we're going to return to the regular program of the last 2 weeks or so, which is Ezeu Mikoyman Shel Zvach. Zokta Gemara, Shal Reb Shimon Ben Yoisi Ben Lakunya, Es Reb Yoisi. So Reb Shimon Ben Yoisi Ben Lakunya asks Reb Yoisi the following question. He says, is it true that Oymahoy Reb Shimon Ben Yechoy Avri Yesh Ben Kevesh L'Mizbeach? He's heard that Reb Shimon Ben Yechoy used to say that there was a little bit of space between the Kevesh, the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach. Is it true? Amalaisi told him, why? How could you entertain a possibility that there was no space between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach? The Pasuk says, the Torah says that you should perform the Avodas with the Oila. And then the Torah singles out the Avodah that was done with the Basar, the Avodah that was done with the Dam. Now, what was done with the Basar of a Karban Oila? It was Kulei Kolal. It was completely burnt. It was consumed by the Maroch Gedoila on the Mizbeach. What was done with the Dam? Zrika, says the Gemara, Mazrika, Madam Bezrika, just like Dam, you throw onto the Mizbeach, Afbasa Bezrika. So to Basa, you're supposed to throw on the Mizbeach. Now, if there's a drasha that teaches me you're supposed to throw the basar, presumably, argued Rabbi Yossi, that what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to take the basar up the ramp, and then there's a little bit of aver between the ramp and the Mizbeach, so that you'll have no choice but to throw the basar from the Kevesh onto the Mizbeach. So he said that this Hekesh that teaches me that there's a mitzvah zrika with the basar, dumya to the mitzvah zrika with the dam, is the source that there must have been a little bit of aver between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. Amalei. So Reb Shimon ben Yoisi ben Lukunya told Reb Yoisi, I'm familiar with this limud. I understand that there's a din zrika with the basar, but who says the zrika is from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach? Sha'ani Yoimer, I hear that Oimer Bitzad Marocha Vazorik. Maybe it means that you go next to the fire and instead of placing the basar into the fire, you throw it into the fire. So just because there's a halach of Zrika with the basar of the oila doesn't necessarily mean that the Zrika was from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. Maybe you're on the Mizbeach itself and you're being Zorik it into the Marocha, as opposed to placing it into the Marocha. Amalei, Rabbi Yossi told him, "Kshu Zorik the Marocha, Luka Zorik the Marocha, Shainet Luka Zorik." He said, "Let me ask you a question. When the Kohen did Zrika, when the Kohen put the basar into the Marocha, was the Marocha already lit? Was there a fire there, or was there no fire there? Have you the Marocha, Luka Zorik? Everybody knows there was a fire there." So he said, "So it's true you had to do a Zrika, but Hasam Mishum Dolayefsh. I don't need a hekish for that. You don't need a hekish to tell me that the Kohen didn't have to take the basar and literally very neatly place it into the Marocha. The Marocha Gedolah was a massive fire. Obviously, he had to do zrikas. So if there's a pasuk, a hekesh, one of the yud gimel midah shatir in the drashus back, that's coming to teach me that there was a loch of zrika with the basar of an oila, it must be coming to teach me a zrika that I wouldn't otherwise know. To tell me you had to do zrika into the actual marocha, I know misvara. It's the only way to do zrika and be alive to tell the story. So obviously it must be coming to teach me something I wouldn't know, which is a zrika from the kevesh to the mizbeach. Why would there be a mitzvah of zrika from the kevesh to the mizbeach? Probably because avri yesh ben kevesh to mizbeach. Rapapa said, I know it from another way. Meaning, the makar that there was avri between the kevesh and the mizbeach is from the limud vasisoy lesecha basavado. Amadam bezrika af Basa Bezrika. You can ask me a question. Maybe the Zrika that this limud is teaching me is from the side of the Marocha into the Marocha. The first teretz was, I don't need a drasha for that. The second teretz is Rapapa. Ki dama dam avikarkim avsikoy av basa avikarkim avsikoy. What's the makar that this Zrika with the basa, the hekesh from dam? Just like dam, the Zrika that was done from the floor. So the coin was standing on the Ritzpas Azara. He did Zrika. So there was aver underneath the area where the dam was traveling in the aver. So too, when you do zrika with the basa, there should be aver in between. If you're doing it from the roish hamizbeach, from the side of the marocha into the marocha, there's not going to be any aver in between. Thus, we must be talking about a zrika with this aver. Aver yesh ben kevesh lemizbeach. Amar Rav Yehuda, shnei kvashim ketanim yoytzim min hakevesh. More about the Mizbeach, there were two small ramps in addition to the one very large ramp that shot off from the sides of the larger ramp. Now, what was the purpose of the two smaller ramps? Shebehem poinim liyisoid ulusayf. If Rashi explains the detail of it, but basically what the Gemara says is one of them led to the yisoid and the other one led to the soyvev. Umuvdolim ena mizbeach uloy nima. And these kvashim also were not attached to the ramp, but rather they were separated from the mizbeach itself. Kimloy nima. literally like a chut asayra, very, very small. Mishum shenemar. How do you know that? Because it says regarding the mizbeach soviv, and soviv suggests that there should be nothing around the mizbeach. If there's nothing around the mizbeach, how could there be a kevesh attached to the mizbeach? So it must be even the two kvashim kitanim weren't attached. Ravua says ravua. It's learned that from the word ravua. Ravua says it was a square, a perfect square. There's nothing attached. It's the mechtav soviv. It's the ravua. Says the gemara that really you need both words. You need soviv and ravua to teach me this halacha that the two small kvashim were not literally attached, but they were removed at the very least kimloinim. Because of Rachman Osav, because I only said Savin Habamid the Agamaga. Savin just says there's nothing around the Mizbeach, but doesn't tell you anything about the shape of the Mizbeach. Maybe the Mizbeach was round, because of Rachman and Ravua. Because of Rachman and Ravua, had it said Ravua Habamid the Arch the Katan. So usually Ravua means a square, but Tainas the Gemara, Ravua maybe just means it has four corners, but it could be a rectangle. It doesn't necessarily mean that the four sides are going to be equal. Because of Rachman Osav, that's why the Torah said Savin. But the bottom line is what the Gemara is saying is that just like Avri Yesh Ben Kevesh L'Mizbeach, there was space between the Kevesh HaGadol, the one that the Kohen used to walk up to get to the Rosh HaMizbeach, and the Mizbeach itself, so too there was an Avr between the two small Kevashim and the Mizbeach. How do you know there was Avr between the Kevesh Godol and the Mizbeach? It's learned out from Vasisa Oyloisecha Basav Adam. The Torah is teaching me that just like there was Zrika with the Dam, there's Zrika with the Basar. Presumably the Zrika is from the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. How do I know there's a Aver between the small kvashim? It's from the word saviv and from the word ravua. Tosfos asks the obvious question, which is that once I know saviv and I know ravua, that teaches me there can't be anything attached to the mizbeach. So why do I then need the first drasha of Avri Yesh Ben Kevesh L'Mizbeach Vasisa Ilasecha V'Abasar V'Hadam? If even the small kvashim, there's a halacha mitzad tzuras hamizbeach that nothing could be attached to it because it says saviv and it says ravua. So shouldn't that teach me that the kevesh hagadol couldn't be attached to this? The Tosfos says anchinami, but mitzad saviv and ravua, all you would need is kemloi nima. All you would need is kechot asayra. You would need a tiny bit of space. The drasha of asisa ilasecha abasav adam teaches me something a little bit more significant, that you have to have more space than that. That a little bit of space isn't going to be enough. Tan hasam, another halacha regarding the mizbeach and the Kevesh, HaKevesh VaMizbeach Shishim V'Shtayim. The Kevesh and the Mizbeach together, going from Doran to Tzofen, were 62 Amis long. So the Mizbeach during Bayis Sheni was 32 Amis, and the Kevesh, if you attached it to the Mizbeach, got you to 62 Amis. Stellt sich die Frage, is that really what it was? Hanishitin Varbo Havu. We know that the Mizbeach was 32 and the Kevesh was 32. 32 plus 32, back of the envelope arithmetic, is 64. It's not 62, says the Gemara. We had this Gemara already earlier. Nimso Peirech Amal Yesoid Va'amal Soivev. What happened was the Kevesh would go over the Amma of the Yesoid, it would cross over the Amma of the Soivev as well. So although the Mizbeach, it's true, if you're measuring it from the bottom, is 32 by 32, but the Kevesh overlapped with two Amas of the Mizbeach. As a result, it's only 30 plus 32. You end up with 62. If you remember the Gemara's Kasha, there was no Yisoid on the Tzad Remi and the Mizbeach. So if there was no Yisoid on the Tzad Remi and the Mizbeach, and the Kevesh is on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, so what do you mean it's overlapping the Am of the Yisoid? There is no Yisoid on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. So Bishlam, according to Levi, who said that there really was a Yisoid, it just didn't have Kedushas Damim, so there was physically a Yisoid. But according to Rav, who said there was no Yisoid at all, so what does it mean? So the Gemara says, Anachanami, it means it overlapped where the Yisoid could have, would have, and should have been, had it not been Bechelke Shal Yehuda, as we saw in the previous parak. But the bottom line is that that's the way this works out. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Oh, that's also Tosfos Kasha. He's asking very good. He's asking that the Gemara said earlier that the mitzvah's zrika that we learned by the Basar of the Oila has to be Dumya to the Zrika of Dam, which means Ava Karka Mavzika. But if you're telling me that the Kevesh overlapped with the Ami Yisoid and the Ami Soivev, so it comes out there was no Karka underneath it. So if you look at the second Tosfos HaMech Beis HaMed Beis, Ava Karka Mavzika, Karka Lav Dafka, Shohi Pereich Amal Yisoid, the Amal Soivev. There you go. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama said, Kol Kivshei Kvashim, Sholish Amis La'amla. All ramps. Now it's interesting. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Kol Kvashim Gedolim Uktanim. Sounds like from Rashi there were other kvashim in the Mokim HaMizbeach. It's not clear what those other kvashim are. I mean, we know what the other kvashim ketanim were. Those were the two ramps that shot off the main ramp. But Rashi seems to be referring to other kvashim gedolim as well. Not sure what that is. But either way, it says Rami Bar Chama, Kol Kivshei Kvashim, all the kvashim in the Mizbeach, Sholish Amis L'Amas. So for every three Amis that it went horizontal, there was an incline of one amma. Chutz mikivshay shel mizbeach, meaning the Gemara is describing the science to the incline of the ramps that were made. The exception was the kevesh of the mizbeach, the kevesh agadol, shayosholish amos umechza. It was 3.5 amos. The etzba, there's 4 etzbos to the tefach. The shlish etzba and a third of an etzba. And what type of etzba? Bezachrusa, the thumb. But the bottom line is, it was a slightly different ratio. Which incidentally, Rashi says that's how you get to 32 amos of a kevesh to the mizbeach. The mizbeach was 10 amos high. So if you take this ratio that the Gemara just gave us, then it would come out that a mizbeach that's 10 amas tall would have to end up with a ramp that's going to be 32 amas long. What was the svara behind this? It was pasha practical, because you have to remember the kohanim, when they're walking up the kevesh, they're carrying, you know, big chunks of animals, and there's a lot going on. You have to make sure they don't slip. There's also blood, and there's different things that can make it a little bit dangerous. So there was a science behind it, and this was the slope, the incline. This is the way it was supposed to be for push it and practice your purposes. So the 32 is based on this methodology. So every single kevesh, you want to know how tall it was? So take this ratio back into the formula. You're going to be able to figure out exactly what the size of the kevesh is. If you take a look at the first Tosfos on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos asks a very geshmaka kasha. Tosfos asks that he doesn't understand how exactly they made a kevesh in the Mishkan. Now, we had a machloikis earlier in the parak. This is going to touch on a few things that we've discussed in the last few weeks. We had a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, how tall the Mizbeach HaChitzin was. If you look in the Pesukim, the Pesuk seems to say that the Mizbeach HaChitzin, the one that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, was 5 amas by 5 amas, and it was 3 amas tall. Stating that, Rabbi Yossi learned Gzereshova Rivua Rivua between the Mizbeach HaChitzin and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and said just like the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the height was twice the length and the width, so too the Mizbeach HaChitzin, its height had to be twice the width and the length. And being that the width and the length of the Mizbeach HaChitzin was 5 by 5, even though the Torah says that the height is 3 amas, really wasn't 3 amas. What it really was 10 amas. If the Mizbeach HaChitzin of Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Rabbi Yosef, was 10 amas tall, we had his Shita only a few days ago, so it comes out then that how long of a Kevesh would it have needed? 32 amas, because there's a svara behind it. There's a formula. It's the same exact formula that you're going to use for the mizbeach that was in the Beis HaMikdash, because it was the same height. They were both 10 amas tall. So if 10 amas gets you a kevesh that's 32 amas long, that means in the Mishkan, it would have to be 32 amas long as well. The problem is as follows. The problem is that the entire Mishkan was 100 amas long by 50 amas wide. And we know that the width of the Mishkan went from Dorim to Tzofen. That means the length of the Mizbeach went along the width of the Mishkan. According to the Ma'an Dama Freik Tosfos, that holds that the Mizbeach was B'Dorim. It's not physically possible, because the whole Dorim part of the Mizbeach is only 25 amas. So if it's 25 amas, here you have a Mizbeach that's 5 by 5, add on a 32 amma ramp, it's 37 amas. How are you sticking 37 amas? How are you sticking 37 amas into 25 amas? It's not possible. And the emes is that even if it was chetzi b'darim v'chetzi b'tzofen, it's also going to be a problem, because kipshutei chetzi b'darim chetzi b'tzofen would mean the mizbeach itself, not the kevesh. We're talking about the actual mizbeach. So 2.5 amas on darim, 2.5 amas in tzofen. 2.5 plus 32, you still can't make it work. So how, according to Rabbi Yossi, was there a kevesh in the Mishkan? Yeah, the kasha, according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds that the mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas tall, because he learned gzeir shav, just like the mizbeach HaPnimi was 1 by 1, so it was 2 amas tall. This was 5 by 5, it had to be 10 amas tall. That means based on the formula of our Gemara right here, the kevesh would have to be 32 amas. If the kevesh would have to be 32 amas, then from Darim to Tzofen, how long is the Mizbeach? It's 37 amas. If it's 37 amas, you definitely can't stick the whole thing into Darim, and you can't even stick half of it in Darim, because it'd be 2.5 plus 32, which is 34.5. It doesn't stick in 25 amas of width. So how's it going to work? So you have to say, Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai. Rabbi Yossi shita was the first Gemara in Perakachi Gadashim. Rabbi Yechanan said, oy mahoi Rabbi Yossi, kulam mizbeach b'tzofen avikai. The whole mizbeach was in tzofen. If the whole mizbeach was in tzofen, so then it's possible. The mizbeach itself, the 5 amas, was in tzofen, and he was able to put the kevesh, protrude it into Darim, obviously. But says Tosfos, it only works, Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai, if you do the math. Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the Mizbeach was 10 amas tall, based on this formula, it would mean that there was a 32 amma kevesh. The only way this would work is if the Mizbeach itself was Tzofen, which, by the way, is Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yosi Shita is Kulam Mizbeach, B'Tzofen Havikoy. But I'll tell you something very, very interesting, and that is, so Tosfos is discussing the Kevesh that was in the Mishkan. It's interesting, Rashi and Chumash points out that you'll notice the Torah doesn't say anywhere, not in Parshas Truma, not in Tetzava, or Kisisa Vayakal and Pekudei, anything about making a Kevesh to the Mizbeach. So we know all the pictures have a Kevesh, there's a ramp going up to the Mizbeach. I mean, Emma says, how else are you going to get up to the Mizbeach? But the Torah doesn't say anywhere that there was supposed to be a Kevesh. And Rashi really addresses the Ha'ara in Parshas Truma. It's Perek of Zion, it's Pasukei. It's in the middle of a very long Rashi. Says Rashi as follows, I quote, V'kevesh ha'hoyu oylem boy, this ramp that the Kehanim used to use to ascend the Mizbeach, even though it's not Mefurish anywhere. Torah doesn't mention it. Kvar shamanu beparshas Mizbeach Adamas Tasali. But there is a makar to it. And the makar is not Parshas Truma Tetzavik Yisisa Vayakal Pekudei, but it's Parshas Yisro. In the end of Parshas Yisro, the Torah says when you make a Mizbeach, v'loisale b'maylois al Mizbechi. You're not allowed to make steps to go up to the Mizbeach. And it says clearly, loisasale maylois b'keveshaloi. Ela kevesh chalak. You have to make sure that it's smooth. Why can't there be steps? So the Mizbeach shouldn't see the erva of the Kayan Kiyodua. But Al Koponim says Rashi, Lamadnu, we see from there, Shahayalai Kevesh. That's the Makar, that there was a Kevesh. You want to know what the Makar to the Kevesh is? From the fact that the Torah says there can't be steps, if there's no steps, what's there going to be? Must be there's going to be a Kevesh. The Brisker Rav in Sefer, in Hilchas Beis Abchira, it's the first piece in Hilchas Beis Abchira, is very bothered with this Rashi. Brisker Rav says that how could you say that this loisaseh of leisaleh b'mayel samizbechi is a makar for the tzura samizbeach? Kevesh, tzura samizbeach, that's hakol b'ksav ayad Hashem, alai heskil, that's telling me what the Mizbeach is supposed to look like. From the fact that the Torah says leisaleh b'mayel samizbechi, that's a raya somehow that there had to be a kevesh. I am begriz and say for the Brisker Rav is very, very bothered by that. Says the Brisker Rav that the emes is, you could have learned a little bit differently than the way Rashi says it. And that is, based on the Gemara we learned yesterday. So yesterday's daf, the Gemara said, Keren v'kevesh v'yesoid v'rivua ma'akvin. There's four things about the Mizbeach that's ma'akiv. Meaning the dimensions of the Mizbeach is not ma'akiv. But the fact that the Mizbeach has to have horns, or corners, it has to have a ramp, you say the revu, they're all ma'akev. What's the svara? Anytime the Torah mentions something and then says the word hamizbeach, it's likuv. If it doesn't say hamizbeach, that's why the Gemara said the karkov also, according to certain tanon, that would be ma'akev as well. So Rashi explained where it says hamizbeach with reference to all these things. Kevesh, it says al pinei hamizbeach, and the pinei hamizbeach is referring to the way you ascend the mizbeach, and that is referring to the kevesh. Says the Brisker Rav, it's a mefurish gemara. Although Rashi says it's true, it doesn't say the word kevesh anywhere in the Torah, but you have a gemara where the gemara says kevesh is ma'akiv. How do you know kevesh is ma'akiv? Because it says kevesh and it says hamizbeach. El pinei hamizbeach. You see, el pinei means kevesh. So the Brisker Rav says, really, what I would have said was that the makar that is a kevesh is the word pinei. El pinei, that means that's the door. That's the way that you enter the Mizbeach. So it's not a door. Now, I would have thought it could be steps. Says the Torah, Le'sala b'maylos on Mizbechi. So that's how we know it's not steps. It has to be a ramp. But the Makar to Kevesh is not the Le'sasei of Le'sala b'maylos on Mizbechi. The Makar to Kevesh is a pasuk that describes the Tzuras on Mizbech. It says El Panei HaMizbech. No, Mitzad El Panei HaMizbech. It's very ambiguous. You make a ladder. How do you do it? Zok the Torah, Le'sala b'maylos on Mizbechi. Okay. So now I can back into what the Torah meant when it said El Panei, it must be a Dover Chalak, so obviously it's a ramp. But Rashi's not mashma that way, says the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav said from Rashi, it's mashma lo madnu shoyis and kevesh, that this is the makar to the kevesh. Rashi doesn't mention that gemara of El Panei HaMizbeach, he doesn't quote Zvachim Samach Bezim and Aleph, he quotes this Mechilta, that's the source to this Rashi, and it sounds like Rashi saw everything over here. Everything in Loisaila B'mayel Samizbechi. Brisker Rav was very bothered by that. That's just the Loisaila. I say, don't go up with steps. I don't know how you're going to get up to the Mizbech. But how do you see in Loisaila B'mayel Samizbechi a makar for the Tzura Samizbech? It says the Brisker Rav, a Dov Acharev. He says, what's the Lashon HaTorah? Loisaila B'mayelos Amizbechi. Meaning, if you're going to build steps, you can't walk up those steps. Why? Because you're walking on steps. That's al mizbechi. Frank the Brisker Rav, is that al mizbechi? The steps that would be attached to the mizbech wouldn't be al mizbechi. It would be the way you're getting two al mizbechi. Well, salah b'maylos al mizbechi sounds like the steps themselves are the mizbech. Zok Rashi, weisen, weis tois from this diuk of lo salah b'maylos al mizbechi, that the way you're going to get up to the mizbech is going to be a chelik in the mizbech. Because otherwise you're not walking al mizbechi. Must be that there's an extension to the mizbech that has a din of mizbech. It's a chelik of tzur. It has kedushas mizbech. You could do as we could shleibim koimai over there. It's literally, you could be makter things over there. It has kedushas mizbech. Because otherwise it wouldn't be like Sila b'maylos al mizbechi. Now the Torah says it can't be maylos. So what is it? Must be it's a kevish. But you want to know where's the makar in like Sila b'maylos al mizbechi, that extension has a din mizbech? It says al mizbechi. Otherwise it wouldn't be al mizbechi. Otherwise it would be like Sila b'maylos to get to mizbechi. Not like Sila b'maylos and physically as you're walking up the steps, you're being al mizbechi. Regardless, Zok Mishnevayt. So we're discussing Ezel Mekoyman Shel Zvachim, and we now turn our attention to Ezel Mekoyman Shel Menachos. Zok the Mishnah, Menachos hayu nikmatzos b'chol makim b'azor. The Menachos, the Kmitza, was able to be done anywhere in the Azar. V'nacholos lefnim menacholam, it had to be eaten in the Azara. V'zichrei kohuna, only kohanim scharim, b'chol meichol, you can eat it however you want to eat it. L'yoyim v'layil, a day and a night, ad chatzos. And this is because a minchas kachin kadashim, all menachos were kachin kadashim, the kliyakar, the minchas and minchas ani, Rachman Aliba Boy says every mincha, any carbon that an ani brings is Kodesh Kedoshim Takodesh Baruch Hu. But the bottom line is, if it's Kodesh Kedoshim, so it conforms with the Shulchan Aruch of Kodesh Kedoshim, which is it had to be eaten with Nimen Akloin, the Zichrei Kohuna, Bechol Meichel, Leoim Velaiva. Amr Abelazah, Mincha Shinik Mitzah Behechel Chera, even though the proper place to do the Kemitza is in the Azara, if it was done in the Hechel, inside, that's in a place that's even more Kodesh than the Azara, it's going to be Kosh. Shekema Tzilu Basiluk Bezachin, Rabbi Lozes. Mikar was siluk pezichin. So every Shabbos, the kohanim would divide the lechem aponim. But before they were able to eat the lechem aponim, they had to make an offering to Hashem. There was a haktara. They would take the shnei bezichei levoina that were on the shulchan. They would bring it to the mizbech achitzain, and they would be makter it. And the haktara of the shnei bezichei levoina was matter the lechem aponim la'achila. Now Rabbi Lazar said that the lechem aponim is referred to as a mincha. And the equivalent thereof of the kemitza that every mincha has to have is the removal of the shnei bezichei levoina from the shulchan. And being that the shnei bezichei levoina's removal from the shulchan happened in the heichal, because that's what the shulchan was, then kemitza itself can happen in the heichal as well. Mas Rabbi Yirmiyah, the kamatz misham, it says that if a yid brings a mincha, so he's going to bring the mincha to the kohen. The Tzar, this non-Kayin, is bringing the Mincha to the Kayin, and the Kayin, Misham, from there, is going to do the Kemitza. And we learn from there, that the Kemitza has to be done in a place where this Tzar is allowed to stand, which is Mashma, not the Heichel, because the Tzar is not allowed to go into the Heichel, but Maseira, maybe Maseira, and the Brice had a different shot. Kemitza is an Avoid that has to be done with the Kayin's right hand. How do you know if he did Kemitza with his left hand, that he could put it back and then redo the Kemitza with his right hand? Talmud Loimer, Misham, Mimakam, Shekomatz Kvar. But the Tanakam, and this Brisa learns from the Komatz Misham that the Kemitza had to be done in a place, Shiragli Azar Oimdois, not like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says that you could do it in the Heichel, and the Heichel is a place that Azar is not allowed to walk. So the Gemara says, Ikud Amri, some say, who most of love, whom in fact, Rabbi Yirmi himself answered the question. Ikud Amri, some say, Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yirmi. The Rabbi Yaakov was one that answered the question. Regardless, he told him like this, Bar Tachlifa, Azbar, I'm going to explain this to you. Nitzricha, Ela Lahakshir, Kol Azar Rakula. Meaning, Rabbi Lazar is right. Of course, Kemitza can be done in the Heichel. Shekema Tzilu B'Ziluk B'Zichen. Tziluk B'Zichen is a Kemitza. It was not in the Heichel. All Kemitzas can be done in the Heichel. Aye, there's a Braisa that says that Kemitza can be done B'chol Makim Shiragli Azar Oimdos. It's Mashba the Azara. So Pasha, you learn, it's coming to tell me only the Azara. No, it's not coming to tell me only the Azara. You know what's coming to tell me? That it could be even in the Azara. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is even in the Azara. Why would you think otherwise? So Kedai Tchamina. No, very Pasha. Ha yol ve oyla kachin kadashim u mincha kachin kadashim ma oyla tunat safin af mincha tunat safin. I would have thought that a mincha zagan oil, just like oyla requires safin, all kachin kadashim need safin, so maybe a mincha needs safin as well. So therefore I need the kamatz misham to tell me that even though it's kachin kadashim, still you could do it in the entire Azara. But when it says you could do it in the Azara, it's not coming la afuke the heichal. It's coming l'rabbis, the entire Azara lafuke tzofim. But the Gemara says, really, would there be a havamina to learn mincha from oyla malo oyla shekein kolo? The mincha was eaten michatos. The Gemara says, I hear, you can learn it from chatos. Chatos also has a din tzofim, b'makim asher tishachi to oyla tishachi ta chatos, and the chatos was also eaten. Malo chatos shekein mechaperes al chavi krisos. Chatos is mechaper and chavi krisos. Me'oshem, I can learn from oshem, which is not mechaper and chavi krisos, and it also has a din tzofim. Malo oshem shekein minei damim. Oshem is blood. How can you learn mincha from blood? Says the Gemara. Mikulu, I'll learn it from a mahatzad, from oyla chatos and asher. Malakulu shekei minei dam. How can you learn it from a tzad hashava? They're all bloods. Ela itzderuch, the Gemara says, you're right. The havamina that you would think that you can't do kmitza in the entire Azara is not, you would have thought that kmitza needs tzofen like chatos, asher, and oyla. Because you'd have, even though mincha's kachik adashim, there'd be no way to learn it from chatos, from oyla, and from asher. Because at the end of the day, they're all minei damim, and the mincha's not minei damim. But I still need the kamatz misham to teach me that kmitza can be done anywhere in the Azara. Why? It's so good. I mean, I would have thought, hell, because if he gish elam izbeach, v'heirim imenu bekumtzai, what is the kohen supposed to do? After he does the kmitza, he's supposed to bring it to the mizbeach. And the Torah mentions the mitzvahs hagosha el mizbeach, bringing the kmitza to the mizbeach, to the mitzvah of koimetz, v'heirim bimenu bekumtzai. So I would have thought, ma hagosha bekema rovitz d'roimis, av kmitza bekema rovitz d'roimis. I would have thought that just like the hagoshas, we're going to see in the next Mishnah. Where was it done? It was done bekerem marovitz d'roimis. So I would have thought that maybe the kmitza has to be done bekerem marovitz d'roimis as well. So the reason I need v'kamatz misham mimakim trag le'azor oimdois is not to tell me that it doesn't need soften, because it'd never be a havamina that needs soften. It's to tell me it doesn't need marovas deroimus. You would have thought that the hagosha of the mincha was to marovas deroimus, and maybe the kmitza of the mincha also has to be marovas deroimus. Kamash malon, it doesn't. But the bottom line is, when we say it's b'makim shirag le'azor oimdois, it's not as opposed to the hecha. It's l'rabbis, even Mekoymos Shirag Lazar Oimdos. These are all Mekoymos Shirag Lazar Oimdos. But the truth is the Hechel as well. So going back to Rabbi Lazar, his Shita has been properly defended and reinstated. That is Mincha Shenikmetza Behechel Kshera. And what was his Mekar? Shekematzinu Besiluk Bezichen. So on this note, Kmitza, you would have thought, you asked the man on the street, where was kmitza done? I mean, the hechel, they lit the menorah, the chatois apremiyos were brought in the hechel, anyam kippur, the avoid was done in the hechel, the k'tiris was done in the hechel, but the kmitza of every mincha certainly wasn't done in the hechel, was done in the azar, I hear. Could it be done in the hechel? So this is the makar, zvachim samach kim laman aleph. So on that note, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, shlavim, shesh shachman behechel. What about a regular kachim kalin that was brought in the hechel? Ksheirim, that too is going to be kasha. So what about shchit in the hechel? So said Rabbi Yechanan, a shlavim. It says, where's the shchit of the shlamim supposed to be? It's supposed to be Pesach Ayomayit. So you see that the mokoyim of the shchit of the shlamim is relative to the door of the Ayomayit. So v'lo yehei tafel chamim in ha'ikar, madach Pesach Ayomayit gives it chshivos. So certainly the Ayomayit itself. Meisvei, Rabbi Yechim emsei ra'imer, or Rabbi Yehudim emsei ra'imer, ayin shemikivu oivdeki chavim es kol azar. Shakayhanim nechlasim l'sham. How do you know that if the oivdeki chavim would surround the azar, that the kayhanim are allowed to enter the hechel, va'ichlin sham kachi gedashim to eat kachi gedashim. Talmud loymar bekoidesh hakedashim toichlenu. It's a passage in this week's parasha. So it says bekoidesh hakedashim toichlenu, and that teaches me that in a shasa sakono, the kohanim are allowed to enter the hechel and they're allowed to eat kachim over there. Meaning kachim was supposed to be eaten within the chaimis of the azara, but not in the hechel. The kohen's not supposed to enter the hechel and eat there, but how do you know if they had to? Shemikifu or if they kechavim es kol azara. Shekayhanim nechnasim l'sham va'ichlin. So I learned that from this pasuk. Bekachei akadoshim toichlenu. Incidentally, I saw in the Shaar Mitzvanim Balacha, it brings from a sefer Zivchei Ephraim, who says that it could be this psak of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was a real psak. Says it could be he literally issued this in a real life tshuva halacha l'maisa, and that's if you know the history when Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lived. So Rabbi Yehuda, there were two Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiras, Tosfos said. But assuming that he's from the Bnei Beseira that I mentioned in Masechta Pesachim Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, who when Hillel came from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, it was erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, and they weren't sure if the Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos and not Deicha Shabbos, and Hillel had to come and he had to remind them, and then he gave them Sharfa Teichacha. Why was it they didn't know the halacha? But the well known Gemara, a Musa Gemara, a Halacha Gemara, in Pesachim Samach Vavam and Aleph. So you see that the Bnei Beseira lived at the time of Phil Azakin. You know who else lived in the time of Phil Azakin? Hurdus, known as Herod the Great, but in our world, a notorious monster. And Hurdus' family, who ruled over Klal Yisrael for the last 103 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel Aleph. But the bottom line is that Hurdus says the Zifchei Ephraim, if you read Sefer Yosefon, Josephus, he talks about how Hurdus at one point had surrounded the Makom HaMikdash, and the Kehanim were literally hiding there just to stay alive. Now, presumably, they had to leave the Azara because the Azara was open. That's the whole premise of this halacha. That they can enter the Heichal, because the Heichal was protected. So they were in the Heichal hiding. I am the Yosefon. So if they're in the Heichal hiding, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseris, whom is from the Bnei Beseris, a contemporary Poisek at that time, so it's very possible, says the Zifchei Ephraim, that this Psak Halacha was issued to Maisa. Now that they're there, could they eat Kachim there, or could they not eat Kachim there? So he said, it's learned out from this Pasek, Bekoidesh HaKadoshim Teichlan. What do you need this pasuk for? You need a pasuk to tell me that you can eat kachim in the heichal? Name it, why don't we say, it says in the Torah, we're supposed to eat kachim, bachatzar, oil moyed, yoichlu. You eat it in the chatzar of the oil moyed. So why don't we say, that doesn't make sense. If the chatzar of the oil moyed is a place, certainly the oil moyed itself, just like you're telling me that you can shech the shlomim in the heichal, because it says pesach oil moyed, lo yehe tafel, that's the pesach, chamim in the ikr, that's the oil moyed itself. So why don't we say it's this? Why don't we say the same thing regarding eating kachim that you certainly can eat in the heichal? What do you need a new drasha for? But the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta." It's not a tzushal hasam over there. Shchita avoida. That's avoida. Even though shchita lav avoida, but on some level it is an avoida. And being that it's an avoida, the adam oive b'makom rabbi. As Eved will work, he'll serve his master in the presence of his master. So Amrina Nira makes sense. If you can serve your master in the Pesach Ayomayit, certainly in the Ayomayit itself. But Achila, the Ein Adam Eichav B'Makam Rib. But when it comes to Achila, where it's actually improper, it's inappropriate for a person to eat in the presence of his Rebbe, so there it's just the opposite. You don't say, because it could be the Torah Dafka wants you to eat. Again, Achila, at the end of the day, is still a thing that a person does for himself. And Rashi says it's a zilusa for the Rebbe, for the Eved to be eating in front of him. And as a result, there would be a thought that maybe Dafka in the Chatzar Dayomayit you could eat. But in the Ayil Mayit itself, maybe you're too close to be able to eat. That's why you need a special pasuk b'kodesh kadoshim tachlenu to tell me that you're allowed to eat even there. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. That is, there's a gemara in the Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. So we've mentioned this gemara in the past, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. The gemara over there is discussing that when a person davens, specifically Shemayna Esrei, so he's supposed to be mechaven libay keneged aviv shebashamayim. And then the gemara plays it out. Oymid b'chutz laretz, if a person is standing in chutz laretz, yichaven es libay keneged Eretz Yisrael, so you should be mechaven as if you're facing Eretz Yisrael. Hoya oymid b'Eretz Yisrael, yichaven es libay keneged Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, then your kavana should be towards Yerushalayim. What if you're in Yerushalayim, yichaven es libay keneged Beis HaMikdash? What if you're in the Beis HaMikdash when you're davening, yichaven es libay keneged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim? In the Beis HaMikdash, you should be mechaven towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oymid Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. What if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, yichaven es libay keneged HaKapayrus? You should be mechaven towards the Kapayrus. What if you're behind the Kapayrus? Then yire atzmai kilu lefnei HaKapayrus. Either way, says the Gemara, that's how we know. Nimtzo oymid b'mizrach machzer panav l'mayrev, b'mayrev machzer panav l'mizrach. This is everybody knows. Also, chutz laretz, we face mizrach. But the bottom line is that the Gemara over here plays out that it's really not simply just stand mizrach. There's some mindfulness that's supposed to come along with that, literally. And that is yichaven libay keneged av shabashamayim. That's what this is about. And as a result, depending on where you're standing, that really dictates what exactly the thought is supposed to be. Now, one of the things mentioned in this Gemara is hoya oymid b'veis kachi hakadoshim. If a person was standing in the kodesh hakadoshim and he looks at his watch, shkia, you have to daven mincha. So yichaven es libay, where should you be mechaven keneged beis hakapayrus? Frank Rav Yaakov Emden, really everybody asks this question. Well, what exactly is going on? You're in the kodesh hakadoshim and you realize that you have to daven. What's the tzir? What's this tefillah that's taking place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? As far as we know, the only person that entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he went in to do very specific avodas. So isn't it gaya that he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim now, somebody? and he has to daven. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emner, two possibilities. He says, number one, the Gemara talks about how sometimes workers had to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's the Gemara Pesachim, simply to do work, maintenance. So the maintenance guy sometimes was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, presumably Be'eme, Be'yira, Be'resis, U'Be'zeah, but he was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if it just so happened that he was going to daven there, this is the halacha. This is where he's supposed to stand. This is what his kavanah is supposed to be. Alternatively, says Rabbi Yaakov Emner, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma that the Kohen Gadol, when he used to leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would say a tefillah. And we say that tefillah on Musaf on Yom Kippur. Yiratzai, Shetei Shanazuk, Shuma, Valeshchuna. It's a beautiful tefillah that we say as part of the Yitzris after the Avodah that we say in Yom Kippur and Musaf. But the bottom line is, there was a tefillah. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emner, that even though that tefillah wasn't literally in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he says it was really between the two curtains, the two pereichos that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then maybe that's what it means. It means that tefillah that the Kohen Gadol used to say. I saw in the Sefer Mishmar HaLevi, not a Masechtas Vachim, Masechtas Brachas. I saw in the Sefer Mishmar HaLevi, Masechtas Brachas, and this Gemara right here, so he says that he was saying Shir for the island. He was a Maggid Shir of Schulzinger, and he said, V'nizrik, one of the V'nizrik Mipia Chabura, somebody in the Chabura, so he shouted out, he chimed in, he said, I have a Pashup shot on this Gemara. I don't even understand the grace of Shiloh. And that is based on a Ramban in this week's Parsha that's related to the Gemara that we just learned. So the Pasuk in the end of Parsha's Korach says, Vayedabra Hashem al-Aharon. So Parsha's Korach begins with Korach challenging the legitimacy of Aharon HaKohen being the Kohen Gadol, and it concludes with a lot of halachas regarding Kohanim, the Chof Dalet Matnas Kohuna, are mentioned right here in Parshas Korach. So either way, Vayedabra Hashem al-Aharon, Vanin Hini Nesati Locha Mishmeres Chumoisai. I gave you Truma, I gave you kachim, l'chol min chasam, l'chol chatasam, l'chol asham. Kodesh kedoshim l'chul l'vanecha. These are all kodesh kedoshim, they're for you and your family. Says the pasuk, b'kodesh hakodashim teichlanu. You know where you're supposed to eat it? You're supposed to eat it in the kodesh hakodashim. Kol zocher yoicha loisai, kodesh yelach. Frek, the Ramban, v'lo yehavi noisi zeh. I don't even know how to read this pasuk. Ki kodesh hakodashim ein enu mokum achilas hakorbanas. Korbanas weren't eaten in the kodesh hakodashim. Ki akotzev oimer behem b'mokum kodesh b'chatzar o'yomayin. They were eaten in the azor. They weren't eaten in the kodesh hakodashim. Kodesh hakodashim says the Ramban, hu mokum ha'orei. L'fnim en ha'paroiches. K'may shakotzev, it's a pasuk. V'hevdila ha'paroiches lochem b'ein ha'kodesh. There's no achila v'shtiyah in the kodesh hakadoshim. She'ein nichna sham ela koyin gadol v'yom kippurim. And the punchline probably is Yom Kippur fast. So where in the world is there achila in the kodesh hakadoshim? The only person that entered was the koyin gadol on Yom Kippur. Says the Ramban. I think I know pshat. V'ra'isi v'sefri. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer. Our Gemara hari goyim she'kifu eso azara minayin l'kotche hakadoshim she'nachol anafilu b'heich. How do you know that if goyim surrounded the Azara and the Yidden are forced now to save their lives, they're in the Azara, how do you know they're allowed to eat kachim over there? Talmud loymar b'kodesh hakadoshim teichlenu. Quotes this pasuk. V'hine, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira nis'oyre b'zeh. He was bothered with this kasha, my v'loy avinoisi, as that says the Ramban, is what bothered Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. What do you mean you're eating the kachim of the kodesh hakadoshim? And what was his answer? V'hemed akasuv, he made in a kimta. B'makumaynes. The pasuk must be talking about where the Yidden are forced to be in the kodesh hakadoshim, simply because there are arrows being thrown into the azara, so they need cover for protection. V'hiskiroi be'emo. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't want to say eating in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You can't even say such words out of your mouth. She'omar necholim behechol. That's why he said hechol. But v'haroi she'yomar. Really what he could have said was she'necholim afilu lefnai v'lefnim. And mikifu as a hechol. If they had no choice, that's what they would be. But the bottom line is our halacha that kachim could be eaten in the hechol is learned out from a pasuk that says b'kodesh HaKadoshim teichlenu. And says Ramban, what was really the underlying premise to this drasha, because what else does it mean? Because it's not really you're supposed to eat it. Elamai is talking about where is kifu akum, and being that the pasuk says kodesh hakadoshim, says pasuk that loch is not only true for the heichal, it's true for the kodesh hakadoshim as well. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say it? Ve'hiskirei be'emo she oman nechol meheichal. He didn't want to say it, but v'haroi she yoyim nechol afilu fnayim v'lofnim. But bottom line, so this yid, Echad b'mnei Chabura told Rav Schulzinger, it's Pashit. So it comes out as a Hecha Timsa, where you can even eat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Yidden are forced to be there. So they were forced to be there. There's a Hilchas Achila, so there's a Hilchas Tefillah as well. If they're eating there, they're davening there as well. So that's the Shaila. The Shaila is, they were forced to be here. It was a Kifu Akim. What would be the Halacha? But I'll tell you something interesting. And that is it so Pashit that the Kohen Gadol, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, all he did was Avoida, and he didn't daven? It's not Pashit at all. I'll share with you three marmakaimas, very short marmakaimas. The first one is a tour. The tour in Hilchas Nefilas Apai, also known as Tachnon, it's an Erechaim Simon Kuf Lamed Al. So he goes through the Nusach of Tachnon. V'zeloshoy. V'noiflin tzibra al pneim v'vakish rachamim. V'chol ech, v'shoyo kol echot bakosh osay. Interesting. A person could ask personal bakoshos during Tachnon. V'oimer, and he says, Riboin kol oilom, v'adoyne yo adoyne, v'akeila godol agiba v'anoyer rachim oleinu, sh'anachnu avodecha, u'maisi yedei basa v'dom, ofa v'rima v'toylea, ma'anu mechayenu, machazdenu, matzim, keinu, magbur esenu, We're a day ahead, so this, it would be funny if it was today. Well, confused. Here's the punchline. Koyein last week's chayvei seino. We don't have kayhanim today to do the avodas. V'loy koyin gadol sheyichabra chatei seino. V'loy mizbeach lahakavol of carbon. V'loy beis kotshei akadoshim lispalol sham. So we bemoan the fact that we're in Golos and we don't have the tools that we used to have to get kapara. We don't have kayhanim. We don't have karbonis, and we don't have tefillos in the kodesh akadoshim. What are these tefillos in the kodesh akadoshim? It's this gemara. It's a gemara here in brachas. Tavla menaman aleph. It still leaves us hanging a little bit. But you see that there's a concept of tefillah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We all know that if somebody killed somebody b'shoigig, the Ritzech b'shoigig had to run to the Eir Miklat. He had to be in Golos. How long did he have to be in Golos? Until the Kohen Gadol died. So there's some link between the fate of the Ritzech b'shoigig and the Kohen Gadol. And we know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Makis, Mishum, the Kohen Gadol should have been mevakish rachamim, he should have davened that this Ritzicha shouldn't take place. The Targum Yoinesen, Yoinesen ben Azil, a Tana. On his pirish, on Parshas Maaseh, it's in Perik Lamed Hey, Pasuk Chav Hey. So he mentions this idea, the idea that the save ba, the Ritzech B'Shoigig had to remain there in Golos, Atzman Di Yemus Kana Rabba. The Rabba Yosei Sagi B'Mshach Revusa. What's the reason? Mishum Umetoil, that's the Aramaic way of saying it, the Loitzali B'Yoyim Ede Kippure, because the Kohen Gadol didn't daven on Yom Kippur, B'Koidech Kutshaya, when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Al Klas Averim, Kashyin, Dlo Yiskel, Ame Beis Yisrael. But for the three Averis that the Yidden shouldn't be Nichshalim, B'Pulchono Nuchra'a, U'Begilu Eryusa, U'Beshtius Adam Zachya. Bottom line is the Kohen Gadol had an opportunity to daven. When did he have this opportunity to daven? When he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, U'Metul Dlo Yitzali B'Yoyim Ede Kippurei B'Kodesh Kutshaya. Bottom line, you see the Kohen Gadol daven when he was in the Kodesh HaKadosh in Yom Kippur. And finally, the third Maramachim is Brachas Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. Tanya, Om Rabbi Shmuel Ben Alisha. Pamachas nechnasti la'akti ketoiris lefnai v'lefnim. V'ro'isi achas rikel ka Hashem tzvokis shu yoyshev al kisei rom v'niso. V'om ali yishmol b'ni barcheni. Amarti lo, what's going on here? Rabbi Shmuel Ben Alisha just entered lefnai v'lefnim la'akti ketoiris. It was obviously Yom Kippur. Because he went lefnai v'lefnim. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gone lefnai v'lefnim. And Shmuel ben Elisha gives a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiratzim lefanecha sheyich b'shu rachamecha as kascha v'yogoylu rachamecha midoysecha v'tisnaigim banecha b'midas harachamim v'tikonis lohem lefnim m'shur esadim. But the bottom line is a tefillah from Yishmol ben Elisha in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So as it relates to where exactly was the tefillah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Echad b'bnei HaKaburish or of Shulzinger, Zayt Tzadik Levrocha, wanted to shtel tzu the Ramban in Parashas Koirach, this week's parasha, which relates to today's daf. But there are Maramakoimis that would seem to suggest that in addition to the Avoidus that the Kohen Gadol did when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was an element of Tefillah as well. So the Mishnah Vayit, Chatas Ha'oiv, Hoysen Nasis, Al-Keren, Doremis, Marovis. So we go from Ezeo Mekoimin Shal Zvachim, to Ezeo Mekoimin Shal Menachis, to Ezeo Mekoimin Shal the Oifos. Chatas Ha'oiv, Hoysen Nasis, Al-Keren, Doremis, Marovis. So the whole Avoid of the Chatas Ha'oiv was done on the Kerem Marovis Dremis of the Mizbech. Ubechal Makam Isaac Shay. Really, it could have been done anywhere. Elazel Isa Mekoim. Then we'll explain what that means. Ushloichet Varim Hoya Isa Kerem Shameshes, Milmata. There were three things that were done by that Kerem. Lamata. Ushloicha Milmaila. And three Lamaila. Milmata. What were the three Milmata? Chatas Oif. Chatas Oif was brought Lamata Michota Sikra. That's in contrast to the Chatas Behema that was brought on the Dalit Karnes Amizbech. Veha Goshois. The Hagosha of the Mincha was brought to the Keren Dremes Marovis, the Shiori Adam, and Shlicha Shirayim was done on that corner as well. Umi Milo, what were the three things that were done no Milo? Nisuch Hayayin Vahamayim, the Shnei Shiten that were put by Yesheni they were on which corner of the Mizbeach, my Rav is driving. It says both Nisuchs, Nisuch Hayayin and Nisuch Hamayim, the Oyla Sa'oif, additionally Oyla Sa'oif, which was done Lamayla Michot HaSikra, that's also in contrast to an Oyla Behemoth that was done Lamayla Michot HaSikra, Kishi Rabba Mizrach, if there was too much going on in Mizrach, so they would move it to that corner. Kol Oylan the Mizbeach, Oylan Derech Imin. Every person that went up to the Mizbeach, so you have to be facing Mizrach, make right turns, Kol Pinashat, Tepoimim, Lo Yeh, Oylan Derech Imin. Umakifim Yardin Derech Smol. And you would have to go all the way around when you got down from the Mizbeach. Chutz Mino, Oylan, the Gimel, Eilu, except for these three things that were done, Bekeren, Marovis, Deroimis, Limailo, Shaya Oylan, the Yardin, Al Okev. So you go up and you can go back down the same way that you came up. Minon Emili, says the Gemara. So Minon Emili, what? So look at the first Rashi. The Chatas Oif, Bekeren, Marovis, Deroimis. So the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah was the Chatas Oif was done, Bekeren, Marovis, Deroimis. How do you know that? Amr Abishua Makro, it says in the Torah, La Yosim Allah Hashemin. Now, but that pasuk is obviously referring to a mincha. You're talking about shemen and levoina. Obviously, you're discussing a mincha. Which mincha? So it's the minchas ani. It's the mincha that a person would bring if he did an avera for which he was chayav a carbon oyla v'yoyred. So based on the financial status of the bal avera, that determined what carbon he was going to bring. If he could afford a behema, he brought a behema. Otherwise, shnei toyer b'shnei bnei yoyna, he brought oifes. And if he couldn't even afford that, he brought the carbon that was brought for dali dalas, he brought the mincha. And the Torah says that being that this mincha is being brought for an avera, it's a minchas choyte, so lo yosem alea shemen, v'lo yitein alea levoina, and then the Torah throws in the words, ki chatasi, because it's like a chatas. And we learn, chatas kriya mincha, mincha kriya chatas. You see, the Torah refers to this mincha as a chatas, and the Torah also refers to it as a chatas and mincha, meaning we're somehow comparing the two. We're drawing a parallel. This mincha is a chatas. The chatas is a mincha. So what do we learn from this hekesh? We learn from here that ma chatas to unat safoin, af mincha to unat saf, just like a chatas has safin, so to mincha has safin. Uma mincha became a rovas deroimis, just like the mincha was done, became a rovas deroimis, af chatas, so to a chatas was became a rovas deroimis. Now, which chatas was became a rovas deroimis? Not the chatas behema, because that was done on the four karnes amizbeach. Elamai, we're referring to the chatas aif, which was a whole separate avoda. This is how you know the chatas aif was done, became a Rav is Deroimis. How do you know that? You know it's from this hekesh between mincha and chatas, and the mincha was done by my Rav is Deroimis. So that's how you know that the chatas oif had to be done in the care of my Rav is Deroimis as well. Now there were two things that this Gemara said you learned from the hekesh. The first one is ma chatas tunat safin af mincha tuuna tzafin. Minchas tuuna tzafin. So take a look at Rashi. Dibra masko machatas tuuna tzafin. Zok the hilgir Rashi. Yoidea ani, I know, she girsa zum mishubeshas. That this girsa is a mistake. Sharei loy chatas oif, v'loy mincha tuuna tzafin. It's not true. Chatas oif doesn't need tzafin, and mincha doesn't need tzafin. There's no din tzafin. Chatas behema needs tzafin. Mincha, we just said, is bekerem marav is droimis. Chatas oif is also bekerem marav is droimis. What halach of tzafin exactly are we talking about? So Rashi says he's not really sure what the right girsa is. At the end, Rashi says, "V'girsa achrina garsinamba." I know there's another girsa, but the inu yedei amita. I'm not really sure if it's a real girsa. V'nir be'enai that Rashi throws in what he thinks is the best girsa. That machatos psula shalei l'shma. Af mincha psula shaloi lishma. That's really a sugi in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. Machlokes Reb Shimon l'Chachamim. Whether a mincha is pasul shaloi lishma, not pasul shaloi lishma. But regardless, says Rashi, interesting lashon. Yoideya ani shegirsa zu mishubeshes. Not sure what the right girsa is. Rashi says, but I know for sure the girsa we have in the Gemara is the wrong girsa. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that the chatas oif had to be done by kerem aravas droimis. How do I know that? Because the Torah is makish mincha l'chatas. And just like the mincha was done by Maravis Deroimis, so too the chatas ha'oif was done by Maravis Deroimis as well. Gufo. Says the Gemara. The mincha gufo, I'm sorry, minol. And how do you know that the mincha had to be done? Bekere Maravis Deroimis. Tiny, we learned to the Brisa. Lefnei Hashem. It says the mincha should be brought Lefnei Hashem. So Lefnei Hashem sounds like Yochel B'mayrif. Because the Pesach of the oil moed, which is usually what you think of when you say Lefnei Hashem, that's on Ma'ariv. Talmud Loimar El Pnei HaMizbeach. It says it has to be at the Pnei HaMizbeach. What does that mean? That's the Kevesh. And the Kevesh was on the Dorim. Eo Pnei HaMizbeach Yachab Dorim. Okay, so maybe it should be Dorim. But Talmud Loimar Lefnei Hashem. But it says Lefnei Hashem. So we're getting mixed messages. Lefnei Hashem sounds like it's Ma'ariv. And Pnei HaMizbeach sounds like it's Dorim. Okay, it said. How do you reconcile? Magisha Bekerim Maravis Dorimis. You go to the corner of Maravis Dorimis. Kineget Chudosh Al Kerim Vidai. You try to get it as close to the corner as possible. And you're done. But the point is, you have to be Mekayim Lefnei Hashem. You have to be Mekayim Al Pnei HaMizbeach. The way you do that is Maravis Dorimis. gentleman, my Shal Karen. I would have thought that you could do it either to the Meir of the Karen or to the Dorim of the Karen. Anytime you have two psukim, says Rabbi Lazar, I'm going to teach you a rule in drashas. If you have two psukim, and there's two ways that you can make the psukim work. In one, you'd have to be mevatel, the literal meaning of one of the psukim, and in the other way, you'd be able to be mekayim, the literal meaning of both psukim. So which one should you opt for, obviously? You leave the one that only makes one of the psukim work, but it's mevatel the other one. So said Rabbi Eliezer, let me apply it to this. If you're going to put the mincha lifnei Hashem b'mayriv, heichen kiyamto p'nei mizbech, you're going to be mevatel lo p'nei mizbech, because p'nei mizbech is the ramp, and that suggests dorim. But if you're going to put it by the dorim, kiyamto lifnei Hashem, then you'll be able to be mekayim lifnei Hashem b'dorim as well. So he said, if you put it mayriv, you're being mevatel el p'nei Hashem. But if you put it dorim, you can be mekayim both el p'nei mizbech and lifnei Hashem. Faith gemara, how? Heichen kiyamto. If you're putting it by the ramp, you're putting a door in, then it's not lifnei Hashem. It's not Meir. He must have held, like Rabbi Yossi, we come full circle, who held that the entire Mizbech was Betzafen. If the Mizbech was Betzafen, then it comes out, Marovis Deroimis is in fact lifnei Hashem. Because when you walk out of the Mizbech, you don't hit the Meir part of the Mizbech. You actually have to make a turn. As soon as you make a turn, so now already you're seeing Dorim, and you're also seeing Meirith. So Marovis Deroimis is the way to do it, and the reason that's the way, I'm sorry, Dorim is the way to do it. He says you don't have to do it, Marovis Deroimis, because really, Dorim itself is completely lifnei Hashem. So according to the Tana Kam, it's Marovis Deroimis. According to Rabbi Lazar, it doesn't have to be Marovis Deroimis. You do it in Dorim, because if you do it in Dorim itself, Dorim is both lifnei Hashem and it's al pnei Mizbeach, based on the fact that Kula Mizbeach Betzafen Havikoy. And if you visualize the picture of walking out of the Heichal and now making that left turn towards Tzafen to come to the Mizbeach, so the Dorim side of the Mizbeach is really the first side that you're going to hit. Thus, it's a kiyum of both the Fnei Hashem and the Fnei.